get a lot of hits on Facebook asking if there's a murderer running around Santa Rosa County. We get a lot of questions of, have they caught the guy that, you know, murdered this fella? And it didn't even happen here. It happened 3 states away. So I just want to make sure everybody understands that the case is closed.
Not only is the case closed, but it wasn't really a crime here. It was a crime in Louisiana, in St. Tammany Parish. And Bob Johnson, the sheriff of Santa Rosa County, talked about this in a press conference on Friday. Joining us now, we have Chief Deputy Shane Tucker at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. It's good to be here again.
Good to have you. This is, I mean, the case itself is pretty, to me as a civilian, pretty wild. But the law enforcement response and how quickly y'all figured this stuff out is unbelievable.
You know, it's really a relief to see an investigation unfold the way this one did. You know, as I know you and everybody out there is aware, it's really not uncommon for a homicide investigation to go for long periods of time and in many cases grow cold and remain unsolved. And, you know, we still have some of those cases, but any time a homicide occurs, our detectives and crime scene investigators and analysts go to work essentially around the clock. And this time their dedication really paid off. And within just a few days of discovering the body, the folks responsible for that heinous crime were in custody. So, you know, we're really glad to have this one turn out the way it did. They don't all turn out that way.
Yeah, no, it's a rare joy as a law enforcement officer to have one turn out this well and to figure it out that quickly. And to basically, as I recall from the press conference, like basically next day for your deputies to be, your investigators to be over in Louisiana figuring this thing out, finding the location, figuring out the motive, and not saying a lot about that, which is fine. I don't mind. But, you know, solving it and getting the case closed, boom, zip, done. That's fantastic. Y'all also had and this didn't happen in the last week. It was news in the previous week or so, but you and I somehow just didn't talk about it. You had a couple of employees who worked for the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, and they wound up in a scheme that wound up basically defrauding an elder, and you guys fired him for it. Can you arrested him for it? Can you maybe talk a little bit about this? Because it's always a concern when somebody inside law enforcement winds up doing something that they've alleged to have done wrong. But can you tell us about this?
Sure, and you're right. It's more than a concern. It's a punch in the gut when people who have been entrusted with, you know, the responsibility and the trust that you know, these two had. One was a sworn deputy. One was a civilian. They were a married couple, and you know, the charges stem from a relative of theirs that they are accused of defrauding and exploiting. And it's just, I don't know a better way to say it, and it's a punch in the gut when you find out people that you've given this trust to have allegedly violated that trust. So needless to say, both of those employees have been fired, and, you know, they both have criminal cases pending, and, you know, that'll go where it goes. But, you know, it's disturbing as it is, we would rather find out than have them get away with it.
Right. Yeah. No. And it's, you know, it's good to have you know, quick, decisive action once you do find out. And as you've, you know, I know you and I've talked about this before, and some of my other law enforcement folks will talk about, is, you know, cops are people too, and you know, that means that sometimes, you know, they're going to be fantastic, and sometimes they're going to be average, and sometimes they're going to be the other. And you know, you try your best to prevent them from getting in, and you continue to monitor them because you got to make sure, right?
Absolutely. You know, we can't guarantee our employees, our deputies, and our employees are going to be perfect people. You know, in fact, we can guarantee they're not going to be perfect. Nobody is. What we can guarantee is we're going to hold them to a level of accountability that is befitting of this service and this calling.
Absolutely.
And in this case, that's exactly what happened.
You guys also had a sergeant who was named, what, Assessor of the Year? Do I have the right red award?
You do, and yeah, let's talk about a good employee here. We were super proud of Sergeant McWilliams. Sergeant McWilliams is responsible for our accreditation in our detention facility and does a fantastic job. As part of that process, though, not only does she work tirelessly, to keep Santa Rosa up to snuff, but she has to assist other agencies as well. She goes out and she assesses their facilities and policies and procedures, and she just does an amazing job. And it's, we recognize that, we know that, but it was just really a proud moment to have her recognized by SCAC for that. So we're super grateful to have her with us.
Oh, that's fantastic. Very good. Shane Tucker, he is the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, as always, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for the information, and thanks for keeping us safe. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew. Talk to you soon.